The Bush administration's plan for reforming welfare has state governors bristling. They call it difficult, if not impossible, for welfare recipients to meet the proposed work requirements. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the plan is out of whack with the White House's goal of compassionate conservatism.
Family-friendly President Bush said of Karen Hughes, his departing advisor, "She has put her family ahead of her service to my government, and I'm extremely grateful for that approach and that priority." That's all right for Karen Hughes, but if a welfare recipient decided to adopt that approach and that priority and devote herself to her children, they might all starve on the legislation that Mr. Bush supports. The president was out in California yesterday, talking up his domestic agenda between political fundraisers. In San Jose, he mentioned compassionate conservatism about a dozen times in 30 minutes. Under compassionate conservatism, he listed the need for stronger work requirements than contained in the 1996 welfare overhaul, which is up for renewal. Under current rules, a welfare recipient must be engaged in work activities, including training, for 30 hours a week. The Republican bill now before the House would raise that to 40 hours a week. It would also require states to move 70% of their remaining caseloads from welfare to work in the next 5 years. This would, among other things, turn back the clock on flexibility for the states. The National Governors Association says the states would have to create costly community service make-work jobs and divert resources now used to train, educate, and move people into private sector jobs. What compassionate conservatives still need to address is, who pays for the child care while the parents are off putting in their 40 hours? Who provides the transportation? What of those with low IQs and learning disabilities? A study by the Joyce Foundation found welfare rolls in 7 Midwestern states reduced by 2/3 over the past 8 years. But many of the 2 million former welfare recipients remain in poverty, struggling to pay their bills as they juggle temporary or part-time jobs. In San Jose yesterday, President Bush said that by helping people find work, by helping them prepare for work, we practice compassion. But not if it's make work or forced work, creating a new generation of neglected children and discouraged parents. This is Daniel Shore.